It is radio's version of the splash emoji. Laser stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Fort Pierce, Florida. Cops pulled over a car last month after they saw it swerving around the road.
Okay, it's a good reason to pull it over.
26-year-old Kenesia Posey was the driver, and after a routine search, they ended up finding a bag of weed in her purse, and she admitted that that was hers. But they also found a bag of cocaine.
Oh. What?
Yeah, but that one's not mine. The weed, I'll take it, not the cocaine, not mine.
That is what she said.
Oh, okay.
She said she told the officers that it was windy, and so the cocaine must have flown through the window and into her purse. I know, weird. It happens all the time.
I will say that's more of a stoner excuse, so I kind of believe her.
Police told her that that made a lot of sense. And then they arrested her on the spot. She's now facing a felony for possession of cocaine. Man, windstorms. Be careful, you know. Roll your windows up.
Sucks, man.
Yeah, unless you want that cocaine just flying in your window. This next laser story is out of Northern Ireland. A 51-year-old guy named Patrick Durand got home with his family after a skiing trip last week, and he was exhausted, so he went to bed early. Then, around 11:30 that night, his 14-year-old daughter came in and woke him up because their Wi-Fi cut out. And obviously, it couldn't wait until the morning. He even asked her to let him sleep, and she said she just had to have internet access.
Go to bed.
He got out of bed and walked downstairs to check it out, and that's when he smelled something burning. He opened the garage door and saw nothing but black smoke and flames.
Oh, my God! Oh,
no! Wait, so the daughter realized that the Wi-Fi was out but didn't realize their garage was on fire?
She's 14 years old. Shouldn't surprise you.
Yeah, the importance of the Wi-Fi.
It turned out their dryer had malfunctioned and started a fire, and somehow that's what made the internet cut out. So luckily, Patrick got there in time to put out the fire with an extinguisher. Afterwards, he had to be treated for smoke inhalation, all because this 14-year-old couldn't go to bed without her Wi-Fi.
Dude, there's so many 14-year-olds that are like, see, Mom? See, Dad?
Right.
I saved the whole house.
That's right.
This next laser story is out of Boston. Last week, a woman intentionally rammed a guy's car during an argument over a parking space and then took off.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The guy called the cops to report the hit and run, and so they asked him to describe the woman. But there was a problem. The woman had been wearing a low-cut dress, and the only thing the guy could remember was the color of her top and maybe her cup size.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's running the car, and he's like, oh, boobs, red shirt, boobs.
I relate. Yeah,
this
I can relate.
Such a sad state of men.
The police report says the man couldn't tell them what the woman looked like, what type of car she was driving, or her license plate number, but he said, quote, he was able to give a detailed description of the suspect's cleavage. So at this point, cops don't have any suspects except pretty much every woman with boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
And it's the first time that someone's like, thank God he wasn't looking at my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Eyes down here, buddy.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Fashion Headquarters. Pink Starbursts are pretty well known as the most popular Starburst.
Absolutely.
But are they big enough to have their own business? Well, a few people think so, at least, because a brand new Pink Starburst clothing line just launched yesterday.
What?
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
And apparently, it isn't just the Starburst logo slapped on some crappy T-shirts.
Okay.
Starburst management teamed up with the winner of the reality show Project Runway to design the clothes.
Really?
So they may actually be cool.
The collection includes things like a $45 pink sweatshirt that says, I'm a pink starburst, and a $140 pink denim jacket with a graphic of a mouth eating a pink starburst, and a $650 pink neon sign that says, you are a pink starburst.
I
if you're interested, you can buy the clothes at youareapinkstarburst.com. And don't worry, nothing is sold out yet. But I'd imagine it probably will be pretty soon.
I feel like that's the new unicorn.
You are a pink starburst. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. This next laser story is out of the hallowed halls of universities everywhere. Researchers looked at the GPAs of more than 1,000 college students and asked how many cups of coffee they drink each day. Mm-hmm. And the more coffee they drank, the more interesting the results were.
Really?
For example, students who did not drink coffee had an average GPA of 3.43.
Yeah.
And the more they drank, the more it dipped. Students who averaged one cup a day had a 3.41 GPA, two cups 3.39, three cups 3.37, and so on.
I would think the opposite. Like, yeah, the kids that were up studying all the time drinking coffee would have higher GPAs, not the other way around.
The ones who drank five or more cups a day had an average GPA of 3.28.
Oh, I'm thinking of it wrong. College kids aren't drinking coffee to study late at night. They're drinking coffee to get over their hangover. That's the issue.
Oh, that could be it.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean the coffee is causing it. It could be the reasons that they're drinking the coffee that's causing it. So who knows? But the less coffee you drink, the higher your GPA, I guess.
Good to
know. This next lecture story is out of the internet. According to a new study, the average American experiences 1,205 stressful events in a year.
Mm.
That includes everything from sitting in standstill traffic to getting annoyed when your Wi-Fi cuts out.
That's a lot per
and
day.
Our favorite way to express that frustration is by swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, it is.
God, it just makes you feel better instantly. Mm-hmm. It really does.
The average person drops their first swear word at 10:54 a.m. each day. That's late.
I feel like that's late, but that's because we get up so early.
Yeah, I mean, we're like 4 a.m. We're dropping
I do it
bombs.
Right when I get out of bed.
I do it right when the alarm clock goes off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I go, yeah, exactly. And 25% of us don't even make it till 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Here are the top things that stress us out on a regular basis. Number 5, our kids. Number 4, our significant other. Number 3, our job. Number 2 is a tie between our health and not getting enough sleep. And the number 1 thing that stresses American out, that stresses Americans out on a daily basis is money. There you go.
Man.
Those are the things that you cuss about.
Money sucks because whether you have a lot or a little, I feel like
it's always a problem.
Yeah, no matter
like,
what.
Yeah.
Right?
Like it's like
sucks.
More money, more problems. No money, lots of problems still.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It's just a lot of problems,
should just
guys.
Get rid of that money stuff and we'd be a lot happier.
Yeah.
But this guy wouldn't be able to afford the shoes that he needs. That would be sad.
That's a good point.
This is the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.